This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do?
We are going to do our regular segment, Pop Goes the Bad Gay. And this is an interesting one that's been getting a lot of social media attention of late, of the last few days.
I'm kind of concerned but also excited.
So, you know, as everyone in this room recognises my aversion to the media of socials.
Although you did say you follow Satan, so now I'm kind of impressed.
Thank you. But there's been a recent spate of Insta spam and Twitter spats where celebrities, and I am using the
inverted commas,
yep. Decide to use their so-called status to call out what they determine as being poor behaviour from service providers. They don't believe they're being treated appropriately. The list goes on.
And now, the don't you know who I am syndrome.
The don't you know who I am syndrome. And obviously the latest of this is, of course, the Black Eyed Peas' Will I Am, pulling out the racist card when a member of an airline crew requested he take certain action on a flight from Brisbane to Sydney over the weekend.
Hmm.
Now, according to what I have read around this, is that he claims he had on he was mixing. Now, at first, I just want to premise.
Did you embellish that, or was that actually a fact?
No. Apparently, he was
he was mixing on the plane.
He was mixing on the plane, which is why he had noise cancelling headphones on.
Okay.
But let's just put a little bit of perspective around this first before we discuss this.
Okay,
my bad gay brethren, is the flight from Brisbane to Sydney.
Hold on, I need to get in the mood for this. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Thank you. Right.
It's funny because it's one of their songs. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
So the flight from Brisbane to Sydney is at most, unless it is abysmal, you know, at Sydney Airport, and you're held in a, you know, holding pattern to land, at most an hour.
Right.
So 60 minutes, okay?
AKA 1 minute for us Australians.
I'm thinking how much mixing can you do in an hour?
Thank you. And so let's keep in mind, you know, the prep time, the takeoff, where you can't do anything. So you're probably looking at most 30 to 40 minutes of actual flying time where you can faff about with your laptop and your noise cancelling headphones and you can do your mixing. So apparently this situation arose. They were coming into land in Sydney. The announcement had gone out that everyone was to put away their laptops or their electronic equipment.
Standard procedure.
He didn't.
Oh, of course.
And one of the staff came over and apparently, according to Will I Am, targeted him because of race.
Oh.
So not only are we calling this out, we're pulling the race card. Now, to add insult to injury, what he then proceeded to do, from what I can read, was create a little bit of a situation. So much so that, as we all know, flying nowadays is not what it used to be way back when, that he was met by federal police when they landed in Sydney.
Okay. It's a bit extreme.
True, but I'm not sure of what the protocols are nowadays if someone causes an incident mid-flight.
Yeah,
but there's obviously some sort of protocol in place. And in amongst all of this, he then proceeded to capture an image of this staff member and post it on his medias of social.
Which would have a lot of followers.
Right.
Yep.
And then, of course, as the lemmings all do, without facts or actual knowledge, they then tracked this staff member, this airline staff member, down through her medias of social and then started making various threats and, you know, as the intelligence obviously do in these situations. And then to add insult to injury, the incredible Veronicas decided to
look on your face,
wade into this scenario because they had apparently experienced a well, according to them, the exact same staff member targeted them. Now, I'm assuming, I'm just going out on a limb, they couldn't have been targeted because of race. I'm just throwing that out there.
But you see, that's it. The Veronica's actually chiming in gives credence to this woman's case, right? Because she can't be racist if she's being a sour bitch across the board. She's actually not discriminating, is she? She's just going for anyone.
Thank you.
This is my argument, right? These people work in the service industry, right? It is. Okay, apart from sort of the health and safety concerns on a plane, of course, which is why cabin crew are there, right? They are the customer-facing face, I can't think of what I'm trying to say there, of the company, right? So this woman is representing Qantas. Now, I'm assuming that the Veronica, because the likes of the Veronicas and Will.i.am are probably sitting in first class.
Or business.
Right? I was going to say, why are they in a normal plane? That's confusing.
They'd be in business.
So you would think that Qantas are putting their best trained, most appropriate people person in that position to be the face of the company, right? Now, there were other people on the plane who had come out and said that he was right. You know, he was being targeted and her attitude was out of line, and she was also targeting other people. So there was a collaboration there where people were actually sort of corroborating his story. And then the Veronicas have come out. I do find it a bit sort of coincidental that it happened to be exactly the same woman. That does sound strange.
Yeah, just a bit.
But there were people on the Veronicas flight who had come out and said that the Veronicas were just being totally belligerent. I mean, pop stars being belligerent. Who would have thunk? Yeah?
Who would have bloody thunk?
I know.
Matt, they do have a reality show on at the moment, so honestly, anything to...
For ratings.
I'll
go to Root Canal instead. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, so, yeah, I would say...
There's more to this story.
I said more, but you know, like, I've been on a flight. I went to the flight to the States recently, and I got to say the cabin crew were particularly off. Yeah. They were just in a bad mood, and it just soured the whole trip. And I just thought, I've had to pay a lot of money to go on this. I don't want to be treated like a school kid.
We might have to go up in the air and investigate that.
Right.
Bring it another week.
That was Pop Goes the Bad Gays. What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad gays, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad gays. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.